This is an AeroNews Touch and Go for November 25th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. In what may be his final major ribbon-cutting opportunity as the acting FAA administrator in a lame-duck administration, Robert Sturgill Monday announced the agency has given the green light to nationwide deployment of Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, or ADS-B. The FAA says the system will reduce the risk of mid-air collisions and weather-related accidents, provide more efficient routes in adverse weather, and improve situational awareness for pilots. As Sturgill put it, quote, "The next generation of air travel has arrived. ADS-B is the backbone of the future of air traffic control. Next gen is real, and as of today, next gen is now," unquote. An executive order signed by President Bush November 18th accelerated the implementation of next gen. By 2013, 794 ground stations will provide ADS-B services everywhere there is radar coverage today, as well as in places that currently lack radar coverage, including the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska. The next key milestones for ADS-B will come in Juneau, Alaska, Louisville, Kentucky, the Gulf of Mexico, and Philadelphia, all scheduled for completion by the end of 2010 to allow controllers to use the system for surveillance or separation services. Last week, Norwegian Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg formally recommended to his country's parliament that Lockheed Martin's F-35 Lightning II be selected to fulfill Norway's future air combat requirements. The F-35, also known as the Joint Strike Fighter, was chosen over Sweden's Gripen based on its superior performance in intelligence and surveillance, counter-air, air interdict, and anti-surface warfare, according to a statement from Norway's defense ministry. Tom Burbage, Lockheed's F-35 program integration manager, is pleased. Quote, "The Lightning II will help ensure Norway's national security and also brings substantial opportunities for Norwegian industry," unquote. Lockheed says its three F-35 variants will be eligible to replace at least 13 types of aircraft for 11 nations initially, which it says will make the Lightning II the most cost-effective fighter program in history. The Boeing Helicopter Assembly Facility in Ridley Park, Pennsylvania, shut down its production lines at 1 p.m. Friday after a misplaced plastic cap was found in the fuel line of a V-22 Osprey fuselage. Representative Joe Sestak, whose congressional district includes the Boeing plant, said he was informed of the incident by a Boeing executive. Sestak says the cap was found during an inspection that began after two dissimilar types of plastic caps couldn't be located at the end of a shift. Sestak was quoted by the Associated Press. Quote, "Boeing says they can't rule out that it was not willful, so therefore they are proceeding as if it were," unquote. Boeing spokesman John Williamson said production has been halted. Quote, "Until the Department of Defense completes their review of the situation and sets the criteria, they will not be accepting aircraft from us and we won't be producing any," unquote. This is not the first problem of this type at the plant. Last May, production lines were shut down at Ridley Park when employees discovered severed wiring on one CH-47 Chinook during a quality control inspection and a second with a suspicious washer. That incident was attributed to a disgruntled worker who recently admitted to that vandalism. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The International Space Station's plumbing problems continue. NASA tells us what another $2 billion could do. And SpaceX has been rattling windows in McGregor again. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell discusses the challenges facing aviation with James Coyne, president of the National Air Transportation Association. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.